I'm Shannon from Mildura.
Just tell me about taking photos on your phone. How often do you do it?
Probably a couple of times every day.
And what do you sort of take photos of?
Sometimes friends, some at funnies there, whatever.
Do you reckon you'd take this many photos if you didn't have a smartphone?
Probably not.
Hello, I'm Jaden from Mildura.
Jaden, you've got a smartphone, I assume?
Yeah, I do.
Do you take a lot of photos on it?
Yeah, I take a few. Family and friends and, yeah, stuff like that.
Hello, I'm Melissa Elliott. I'm a project officer at the Mildura City Council's LEAP program.
Do you want to just explain the new app that's been launched recently?
Basically, it's a youth app designed for 12 to 25-year-olds where you can upload photos into challenge categories. It's an art and social media project, so the idea is to increase arts participation and give local youth a voice to express themselves through images. Basically, the reason why Mildura was chosen as part of the Vic Health LEAP program was because of our low participation in the arts, and which arts participation is, the LEAP program is a social inclusion initiative, which is good for community and mental wellbeing and stuff like that. So to get more people involved, it's better for community wellbeing.
Okay, so once the photos have been taken, what happens to them then?
Basically, we put them up in the gallery so that the general public who don't have access to the technology can view them. But also people who don't have the app can view it, because it's basically like a social network between those youths, only they can see it and interact with each other.
G'day, my name's Indigo and I'm from Mildura.
Have you got a smartphone, Indigo?
Yes, I do.
Do you take many photos on it at all?
Whenever I remember. Usually mate's got the DSLR, so.
How do you think phones have changed photography for young people today?
No, you can just whip it out of your pocket and do it straight there. Don't have to set anything up or anything, it's just right there for you. It's becoming a lot more common. I was about to say it's kind of dear for your top of the range camera, so it's just a lot easier to have the iPhone or smartphone in your pocket just for whenever you need it.
Hi, my name's Jake, I'm from Mildura. Oh, now and again, I ride a lot of bikes, so got to take photos.
Is it pretty handy and convenient to have something like that in your pocket?
Yeah, no, it's heaps good. Like, just, you don't have to carry a big camera. You just got a little phone.
So, would you take the same amount of photos if you had a big camera to carry around with you?
Yeah. Always. Always need your photos. They're good. I don't know why, but they're good. I know a lot of people who ride, like, skateboards, bikes, scooters, so they always take them pictures, because they always want to, like, look at their tricks and stuff. So, it's good to have on you, because then you don't have to carry bulky stuff. You just pull it out of your pocket, start taking pictures. It's heaps quick.
Well, the reason why we thought to do an app was because it's such a everyday use item for people in that sort of age group, or even if they don't have one, often their parents or someone has it. And I know with my relations, the kids are always playing with their parents' phone and stuff, so trying to tackle them on their ground a little bit and get them involved in something that's a little bit cool. Yeah, I think most of them have got more experience with something like that. It's a bit easier for them to do on their own ground, download it and have a play with it and see if they like it and see if they have something to say about it. We're running until the 19th of October, and then we're drawing an iPad for someone who's in the region, which is Mallee region, aged 12 to 25, and who has uploaded a photo into every category.